This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
A dairy farmer from Northeast Wisconsin sues the Trump administration for discrimination. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is representing Adam Faust, a white dairy farmer suing the USDA. Faust is claiming certain loan programs unfairly prioritize sex and race, saying that he's charged a $100 fee that minority and female farmers don't have to pay. Now, six Republicans are urging the USDA to end what they called discriminatory practices. Faust was among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan. New affordable housing in Milwaukee's King Park neighborhood. County Executive David Crowley says the goal of the project is to increase home ownership. The county is using $6 million in federal funds to build 120 new homes in the West Side neighborhood. Six homes are already built, and the rest will be constructed by the end of the year. The Attorney General does not need permission to settle certain civil lawsuits. That's the unanimous decision by Wisconsin's High Court today. At issue was Attorney General's power to resolve environmental and consumer protection cases and cases involving the governor's office and executive branch. A law signed in 2018 required the legislators' budget committee to sign off on those settlements. Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declared the law unconstitutional. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Yes, it is my voice. I am here. It is I. I've been gone a week, and it has been great. I probably shouldn't say that, should I? It was great not talking to y'all. I probably shouldn't say that. No, it's been great, and had some good time off. And, yeah, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. I have not been keeping up with any of the news. I am shocked that we haven't been blown up by somebody with all the crap that's going on in the world. But, you know, I digress. Great being here. Let me open up my chat. 833-212-1017 is the number. Want to remind everybody, this will be the last week. Truth Survey. Keyword is survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, and text it to 833-212-1017 and fill out the simple survey. Trying to find out who you is, who you with, who you with, who you with. Okay, I was trying to say. So I've been gone a week. I haven't been talking to anybody. if you can believe that. I've been talking to anybody, so I haven't been talking. So I'll probably talk the whole show, forget to play commercials, all that. Why? Because I ain't been here. I have not been here. And it's great. I had some good time off. Did a lot of traveling, though. Actually spent some time in West Virginia. And let me tell you, getting to West Virginia from Milwaukee is no easy task at all. And then I was in Indianapolis, and then I was in West Virginia, then I was in Chicago. So it's been a fun week, but I am glad to be back because I get to talk to Truth Nation and tell you about all the things that I've been through. What's up, Lana? What's going on? Talk about all the things that's been going on in the city and all the things that went on when I was gone, except I don't know what those are because I didn't pay attention. I literally, for the first time in my life, didn't pay attention to the news, which for me is like not having air to breathe, right? But then when I came back, I saw shooting, fire, shooting. I was like, okay. So I really didn't miss anything. I could have literally guessed what happened and come up with what happened by simply guessing. Yes, I know that was redundant, but it was just one of those weeks, and it was great. Now, at least I told y'all I was leaving. I at least let you know that I was leaving. I said, hey, I'm not going to be here. And now one person said, oh, we're going to miss you. Nobody. They was like, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. And have a nice life. So here I am, back to torture you and harass you and cry about not having a good time, even though I had a phenomenal time. But I did miss you. If you got a question, 833-212-1017 is the number. I got a comment. To the state GOP, the lawmakers, the legislature, those of you who are pretending to create laws for us in Wisconsin. So I got some stuff I don't understand. From CBS 58, unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court sided with the Democratic State Attorney General today in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court rules 7-0. Now, I can't see them taking this to the Supreme Court, which would be idiotic because they would have to pay a lawyer because the lawsuit was about the state attorney general. Who's the state's lawyer? Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 7-0 that required the attorney general to get permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits was unconstitutional. The laws of separation of powers violation, the court said. The Republican-controlled legislature convened a session in December 2018 after Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call defeated Republican incumbents. The laws, signed by the Republican Governor Scott Walker on his way out the door, weakened powers of both offices. And at issue in the case decided was the Attorney General's power to settle civil lawsuits involving environmental and consumer protection cases, as well as cases involving the governor's office and executive branch. The new law required the legislature's budget committee, which is controlled by Republicans, to sign off. Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2020 was controlled by conservatives, upheld all the lame duck laws, and ruled that they did not violate separation of powers principle, but the ruling left the door open to future challenges on how the laws are applied. Well, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call sued, arguing that having to seek approval for lawsuit settlements violates separation of powers between legislative and executive branches. The legislature argued that lawmakers have an interest in overseeing the settlement of lawsuits and that the court's earlier ruling saying there was no separation of powers should stand. I even agree that that was dumb. I agree with Josh Call. That's dumb. But what does the Republican... So we talk about reaching across the aisle. We talk about doing all these things. But yet, when it comes time to be able to do it, to sit down and have a clear conversation about it, that's exactly what we get, crickets. So we complain about these counties, right? I can't believe they went to Dane County. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who won the election to the state Supreme Court in April and will be joining the court in August, ruled in favor of Call in 2022, saying the law was unconstitutional. State Appeals Court overturned a ruling in December of that year, saying there was no separation of powers violation because both the legislature and executive branches of government shared the powers in question. If they shared the powers in question, then why does the executive branch have to sign off on it? Anyway, there's no constitutional justification for requiring the legislature's budget committee to sign off on a court settlement at issue in the case. That's what Brian Hagedorn wrote. Yep. Call and Republican legislative leaders who defended the law had no immediate comment on the ruling. I would think not. I would think not. If you don't want him to do what he wants to do, then vote and remove him. But he's the attorney general, and the attorney general is the highest law enforcement official. Notice they didn't say officer. Official in the state of Wisconsin. He represents the law. And so for you to come behind him and say, and at this point, they complained that they went to Susan Crawford when she was a Dane County Circuit Court judge, but yet every time you want to do something, you run to Waukesha County because you go to a conservative judge. I get it. That's the game. But what you can't do is get mad when other people do what you do. You can't get mad when other people use the tactic you use. So when you pass a law, not knowing the future, thinking you're going to be in charge the whole time, and then you're not, you end up shooting yourself in the foot. But you really didn't shoot yourself in the foot. Because both conservative and liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court justices told you, kick rocks. You're wrong. It's the same thing that's going on in the Trump administration. Trump is trying to do things that encroach on the legislative branch, and the U.S. Supreme Court told him, go kick rocks. You can't do that. Same way Biden tried to do things in the legislative branch as it related to money, and the Supreme Court said, go kick rocks. And many of these things that people are missing is that these courts, mixed with both liberal and conservative, are unanimous in telling you no on most constitutional things. Now, it's not our fault that most people didn't go to school and didn't pay attention in civics and history to understand what a president can and can't do, what a governor can and can't do, and what an attorney general can do. But in the end, I believe the Wisconsin State Supreme Court was correct. And guess what? What I believe is completely irrelevant. Why? Because they're the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. That's who got voted in. Now, I've been watching the court, and while we think the court is going to be super liberal, it's not. While if you think you're going to get some conservative jurists in there and think the court's going to turn conservative, it's not. Why is that? Because this is their life. And I've told you the same thing about the U.S. Supreme Court. We've had a number of decisions that have been unanimous from the U.S. Supreme Court on things that people thought would not cut down ideological lines. How you think is one thing and what the law says is another. And their interpretation, I believe, not only was right, but it sends a powerful message. Most people, if you send somebody to a Supreme Court thinking they're going to be conservative because they're conservative, they're going to do what the Constitution says. If you send somebody there and they're liberal and you think they're going to, hey, we got a liberal majority, we can do what we want now. No. Because the rule of law is still the rule of law, If it's against the law, it's still against the law. And my suggestion to those guys and gals that call themselves conservative lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin, hey, GOP, stop being stupid.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is your 101.7 The Truth news update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. A dairy farmer from Northeast Wisconsin sues the Trump administration for discrimination. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is representing Adam Faust, a white dairy farmer suing the USDA. Faust is claiming certain loan programs unfairly prioritize sex and race, saying that he's charged a $100 fee that minority and female farmers don't have to pay. Now, six Republicans are urging the USDA to end what they called discriminatory practices. Faust was among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan. New affordable housing in Milwaukee's King Park neighborhood. County Executive David Crowley says the goal of the project is to increase home ownership. The county is using $6 million in federal funds to build 120 new homes in the West Side neighborhood. Six homes are already built, and the rest will be constructed by the end of the year. The Attorney General does not need permission to settle certain civil lawsuits. That's the unanimous decision by Wisconsin's High Court today. At issue was Attorney General's power to resolve environmental and consumer protection cases and cases involving the governor's office and executive branch. A law signed in 2018 required the legislators' budget committee to sign off on those settlements. Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declared the law unconstitutional. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Yes, it is my voice. I am here. It is I. I've been gone a week, and it has been great. I probably shouldn't say that, should I? It was great not talking to y'all. I probably shouldn't say that. No, it's been great, and had some good time off. And, yeah, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. I have not been keeping up with any of the news. I am shocked that we haven't been blown up by somebody with all the crap that's going on in the world. But, you know, I digress. Great being here. Let me open up my chat. 833-212-1017 is the number. Want to remind everybody, this will be the last week. Truth Survey, keyword is survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, and text it to 833-212-1017 and fill out the simple survey. Trying to find out who you is, who you with, who you with, who you with. Okay, I was trying to say. So I've been gone a week. I haven't been talking to anybody, if you can believe that. I've been talking to anybody, so I haven't been talking. So I'll probably talk the whole show, forget to play commercials, all that. Why? Because I ain't been here. I have not been here. And it's great. I had some good time off. Did a lot of traveling, though. Actually spent some time in West Virginia. And let me tell you, getting to West Virginia from Milwaukee is no easy task at all. And then I was in Indianapolis, and then I was in West Virginia, then I was in Chicago. So it's been a fun week, but I am glad to be back because I get to talk to Truth Nation and tell you about all the things that I've been through. What's up, Lana? What's going on? Talk about all the things that's been going on in the city and all the things that went on when I was gone, except I don't know what those are because I didn't pay attention. I literally, for the first time in my life, didn't pay attention to the news, which for me is like not having air to breathe, right? But then when I came back, I saw shooting, fire, shooting. I was like, okay. So I really didn't miss anything. I could have literally guessed what happened and come up with what happened by simply guessing. Yes, I know that was redundant, but it was just one of those weeks, and it was great. Now, at least I told y'all I was leaving. I at least let you know that I was leaving. I said, hey, I'm not going to be here. And not one person said, oh, we're going to miss you. Nobody. They was like, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, and have a nice life. So here I am, back to torture you and harass you and cry about not having a good time, even though I had a phenomenal time. But I did miss you. If you got a question, 833-212-1017 is the number. I got a comment. To the state GOP, the lawmakers, the legislature, those of you who are pretending to create laws for us in Wisconsin. So I got some stuff I don't understand. From CBS 58, unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court sided with the Democratic State Attorney General today in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court rules 7-0. Now, I can't see them taking this to the Supreme Court, which would be idiotic because they would have to pay a lawyer because the lawsuit was about the state attorney general. Who's the state's lawyer? Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 7-0 that required the attorney general to get permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits was unconstitutional. The law is a separation of powers violation, the court said. The Republican-controlled legislature convened a session in December 2018 after Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call defeated Republican incumbents. The laws signed by the Republican Governor Scott Walker on his way out the door weakened powers of both offices. And at issue in the case decided was the Attorney General's power to settle civil lawsuits involving environmental and consumer protection cases, as well as cases involving the governor's office and executive branch. The new law required the legislature's budget committee, which is controlled by Republicans, to sign off. Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2020 was controlled by conservatives, upheld all the lame duck laws, and ruled that they did not violate separation of powers principle, but the ruling left the door open to future challenges on how the laws are applied. Well, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call sued, arguing that having to seek approval for lawsuit settlements violates separation of powers between legislative and executive branches. The legislature argued that lawmakers have an interest in overseeing the settlement of lawsuits and that the court's earlier ruling saying there was no separation of powers should stand. I even agree that that was dumb. I agree with Josh Call. That's dumb. But what does the Republican... So we talk about reaching across the aisle. We talk about doing all these things. But yet, when it comes time to be able to do it, to sit down and have a clear conversation about it, that's exactly what we get. Crickets. So we complain about these counties, right? I can't believe they went to Dane County. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who won the election to the state Supreme Court in April and will be joining the court in August, ruled in favor of Call in 2022, saying the law was unconstitutional. State Appeals Court overturned a ruling in December of that year, saying there was no separation of powers violation because both the legislature and executive branches of government shared the powers in question. If they shared the powers in question, then why does the executive branch have to sign off on it? Anyway, there's no constitutional justification for requiring the legislature's budget committee to sign off on a court settlement at issue in the case. That's what Brian Hagedorn wrote. Yep. Call and Republican legislative leaders who defended the law had no immediate comment on the ruling. I would think not. I would think not. If you don't want him to do what he wants to do, then vote and remove him. But he's the attorney general, and the attorney general is the highest law enforcement official. Notice they didn't say officer. Official in the state of Wisconsin. He represents the law. And so for you to come behind him and say, and at this point, they complained that they went to Susan Crawford when she was a Dane County Circuit Court judge, but yet every time you want to do something, you run to Waukesha County because you go to a conservative judge. I get it. That's the game. But what you can't do is get mad when other people do what you do. You can't get mad when other people use the tactic you use. So when you pass a law, not knowing the future, thinking you're going to be in charge the whole time, and then you're not, you end up shooting yourself in the foot. But you really didn't shoot yourself in the foot. Because both conservative and liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court justices told you, kick rocks. You're wrong. It's the same thing that's going on in the Trump administration. Trump is trying to do things that encroach on the legislative branch, and the U.S. Supreme Court told him, go kick rocks. You can't do that. Same way Biden tried to do things in the legislative branch as it related to money, and the Supreme Court said, go kick rocks. And many of these things that people are missing is that these courts, mixed with both liberal and conservative, are unanimous in telling you no on most constitutional things. Now, it's not our fault that most people didn't go to school and didn't pay attention in civics and history to understand what a president can and can't do, what a governor can and can't do, and what an attorney general can do. But in the end, I believe the Wisconsin State Supreme Court was correct. And guess what? What I believe is completely irrelevant. Why? Because they're the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. That's who got voted in. Now, I've been watching the court, and while we think the court is going to be super liberal, it's not. While if you think you're going to get some conservative jurists in there and think the court's going to turn conservative, it's not. Why is that? Because this is their life. And I've told you the same thing about the U.S. Supreme Court. We've had a number of decisions that have been unanimous from the U.S. Supreme Court on things that people thought would not cut down ideological lines. How you think is one thing and what the law says is another. And their interpretation, I believe, not only was right, but it sends a powerful message. Most people, if you send somebody to a Supreme Court thinking they're going to be conservative because they're conservative, they're going to do what the Constitution says. If you send somebody there and they're liberal and you think they're going to, hey, we got a liberal majority, we can do what we want now. No. Because the rule of law is still the rule of law. If it's against the law, it's still against the law. And my suggestion to those guys and gals that call themselves conservative lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin, hey, GOP, stop being stupid.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Individuals, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses to access capital a lot better than traditionally we've been doing. And so we created the Empowerment Loan Program 2 years ago.
And for those that are now leaning more into this conversation, what's the best way to get in contact with you as part of their interest in the Empowerment Loan Program?
I'm going to give you my cell phone number to the listeners. It's 414-687-7393. And if that doesn't work, feel free to reach me at my email, tracy.meeks@oldnational.com.
Tracy Meeks, Senior Vice President, Community Lending Market Executive from Old National Bank.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. That's what I get leaving my show to other people who keep kicking the cat down the can. Later. Do it later. You know how your computer updates and you can either do it right then or you can say, we'll just do it later. Well, my computer has gotten to the end of the end and said it has a patch reboot deadline. A reboot is necessary. Computer will reboot in 8 minutes. So what am I supposed to do in 8 minutes? Talk? And then all of a sudden, bloop, go out, right? Well, I'm just going to push the button now. That way I can control what happens, right? That way I can dictate when it's going to happen. 833-212-1017 is the... Come on, computer. Number 88 degrees, partly cloudy. The high today was 90, and the low tonight is 65. I might be sitting outside using the old fire pit. Since ain't no basketball games on. Pacers lost. So over the weekend, I was with a group of people from Indianapolis, and they, like, took over my room to watch the Pacers game. What was that, Saturday night? Sunday night? Might have been Saturday night. Well, like, I guess it really didn't matter. They lost, so, you know. And I went out crying. Anyway, I don't know if I want OKC to win. I just picked the underdog. And the underdog seemed to be Oklahoma City Thunder. So that. Number two, I don't know if I want to live somewhere that, you know, they look at Thunder and think that it's great. So, yeah. Okay. Thunder? Yeah. So, yeah, that's not me. 833-212-1017 is the number. So is there anywhere where a diverse workplace is not acceptable? I was just wondering. 833-212-1017 is the number. That's my question to you. Is there any area, place in the universe where a diverse workplace? No, it can't be diverse. It can only be white or black or Hispanic or Asian or whoever. I'm just asking. I have my own thoughts about it, but I thought I'd ask you. Because here's one of the things. Let me click this reboot now. Otherwise, I'll forget and I'll be in the middle of using my computer and it'll just restart. So there was a company that got sued. That was a hip hop company. Hip hop record label. That got sued because there was a white female working there. And the people that worked there didn't want her working there. They said, quote, white people have no place in hip hop. And so she sued and she won. Not every time black people sue do they win. But we seem to have this thing in our mind that discrimination is only one-sided, that white people can't be discriminated against. And just like people are going around telling people, you know, DEI is gone. Well, DEI is not a law. Well, the Civil Rights Act is gone. It's not. They're applying it the way that the rule of law says it's supposed to be applied. White people just used it to their benefit to get on our good side. And when other people sued, they just settled it out of court. Well, now it's public. Now they're saying, hey, anybody can sue. Well, that's always been true. And so I don't understand why people are missing the fact that the law applies to everyone. And so if you're black and you can be discriminated against, then if you're white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, whatever, you can be discriminated against. But yet we scream and holler and complain about us being discriminated against. But when white people sue, we feel some kind of way about it. And I don't understand that. Because if you were to understand what the law says, the Civil Rights Act was never written for black people. It was written for everybody in America. So why would you not think it wouldn't apply to you? Why wouldn't you think, so if it says you can't discrimination, if you can't discriminate based on race, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and it might have some other things in there, then that's what it means. That's exactly what it means. There's no extra, there's no, well, in this circumstance. Another one before I get to your call, 833-212-1017 if you have a comment. When there was a white cop who got fired for hollering racial epithets months or weeks after he graduated from the police academy, and he made statements, right? White cop, younger kid, I call him a kid because he's younger than me, younger kid who actually calls, or he's in his truck pretending to arrest the black people and then hollers, hey, nigger, blah, 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 blah. Now, he was goofing around in his truck. Somebody else recorded it and then turned it into the sheriff and said, hey, sheriff, this the guy y'all just hired. Sheriff said, no, I don't think so. And they fired him. They fired him. Now, if you understand that, you should understand you going to work as a white female, working in hip hop, and somebody hollers out, you know, or sends text messages, and I'm telling y'all, text message will do you in. Text message says, you know, why this white cracker chick working here anyway? Which is a derogatory name some black people use for white people. And I would always caution people, you can't have it both ways. They seem to think they can, but you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. Just like the GOP legislature. You can't complain what Democrats do and then do the same thing Democrats do. No, you can't have it both ways. It's either constitutional or it's not. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Well, good evening. Welcome back. Hope you got your had a good vacation and
I
things
sure
of that
did.
Nature.
I sure did. I missed y'all.
Oh, likewise, and we miss you too. You know, this is a real good topic. I think sometimes for some white people, not all white people, I think they feel a lot of minorities can outperform them. That's why they play dirty.
But do you really know that's why they do it, or is that your assumption?
Well, I'm gonna. You really want to know why?
No,
I'm gonna tell you
no,
why.
Al, because, Al, lie to me.
Oh, I'm gonna lie to you. I think they do it because they. I think they do it because first of all, they know they don't got enough to make the cut, so they by any means necessary because they know somebody with less can come through with the bare minimum and outperform them. Because their delivery and representation is very, very basic. And when you play and when you compete with a certain mentality. But when a person comes and their number one goal is delivery and representation, they don't like it because they do it with a competitive spirit. But their competitive spirit is very, very, very basic.
So let me ask
because
you a question.
Because they know every... Go for it.
What do you do when white when black people show up with that same spirit?
Oh wait! What you do? You, when they show up with their, I can't get the word. When they show up with they made with that same spirit,
right?
You let their own spirit be the downfall.
Okay.
Because see, when you compete, you come with a different spirit. When you come to show up, show out, and it's a presentation and delivery, which is the creator and the master recipe with the Larrys, you automatically win. But see, when you come with a competing spirit. You're doing it from all the wrong angles by presentation and delivery.
So when the black person and the white person compete against each other, then what?
Well, the white person now he's gonna lose. That's why he got to be crooked about it.
Every time.
Okay. Now you got some good white people who will help you get ahead, but majority of the time, that crooked spirit. Oh, they don't want you to come with the bare minimum because you're the Larry. You're the Larry in the secret recipe.
So what
they
about when
like
black
that.
People do it to you? What about when black people tear you down, talk about you behind your back, toss
well,
it and
black
stuff?
People
I mean,
tear,
you know,
well, when black people tear what? You down and talk about you, mm-hmm. that's because they don't have the dedication, determination, inspiration to elevate to the next level because they want the benefits and they don't want to do the work. So while they still doing that, they in the same position when they open their mouth, close their mouth, breathe that mouth, and fart that mouth. Them you ain't worried about. But because see, them right there, them are basics.
But then can't you apply all that to white people too? Some are basic, well, see, some are not, some are competitive, some are not, some are trash, some are not.
You should always apply that to white people, especially if they're against you.
But what about when black people act that way? Then what?
Well, you know, when black people do it, they always lose anyway because they do it with the wrong spirit.
Mm. All right.
The presentation and delivery overrules all. That's why they try to play dirty to win. And you can come with dirty. They can have a whole clean
so
bucket of water.
So everybody like that? Everybody.
I didn't say everybody. I said competitive spirits.
Isn't work competitive? Isn't sports competitive? Isn't everything you do, isn't radio competitive? Like,
yes,
I mean, there's no winner. When there's no winner, people become lazy.
First of all, you don't supposed to come to compete. You come to deliver. A lot of times, those be trying to compete when they don't have to. That's why I always say, take out the weak and go after the strong, and let your delivery and your presentation be the main creator and the main formula of whatever you do. And a lot of people don't like that.
I got to tell you, Al,
because they ain't.
I'm trying to win.
Well, you can win, but you can't win if you don't got the lotteries and the recipe. Because if you're the recipe, you don't need the lotteries. Because it's about delivery and representation that hits you in the back of your mouth, like good soul food.
All right, thank you much.
They go heavy on the stock because they got no flavor. How about that?
All right.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
833-212-1017 is the number. Ivana, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Oh, hey. I called in before. See, I don't want to be a hypocrite in this situation when it comes to discrimination. But I would say that when white folks discriminate, it makes more of an impact than when black folks discriminate.
And why is that?
If white folks... Okay, well, because they're the majority here, they also own the majority of the businesses here
but
in America.
But that has nothing to do with...
So turned around and was like, hey, we're just only going to hire, you know...
But that has nothing to do with discrimination. Discrimination isn't written for just black people.
In a sense, it kind of does have a little bit to do with it.
How? Like...
But I'm saying it's more of a impact. It's a different type of impact. If all white people turned around and said, we will not allow black people into jobs, that will literally close us out of the workforce, considering that they own up to 80% of the businesses here in the United States. If black people turned around and do the same, what, we own maybe 20, maybe 30, barely that. It's not going to close anybody off from the workforce. People are still going to have access to the workforce. But if white folks turned around and did the same thing, how is everybody going to get a job? You know what I'm saying?
Let's take it out of work. Let's take it out of employment. Civil Rights Act of 1964 says, basically, it outlawed discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national orientation, national origin, and now sexual orientation. That's everybody.
Right.
In everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in your life that you like to do or want to do and you only expect black people to be there or do it?
Is it only expect black people to be there and do it?
Mm-hmm. Is there something in the world? Is there something in the world that you say, nope, that should be a black person? If we're going to get this group together, it should be all black.
I mean, if I'm going to make a new, you know, black organization.
No.
Or something like that, you know.
Or pick one. Pick one. Fraternity, sorority.
Let me be more specific.
Be Duke.
If I was a hairdresser who expertised in natural hair, you know, I would expect, you know, I would most likely go to other black people to come work for me, because 9 times out of 10, they would know how to work with natural hair.
But you really don't know that, do you? But you really don't know that, do you? And if a white person comes in and says, I want to work here, and the girl says, no, I don't want you to work here, or she goes to work there and people start treating her bad or saying she shouldn't be there because she's a white girl, what does she know? In other words, making assumptions about people same way they do us. Isn't it just as wrong?
Mm. Okay, you caught me. I think that, yes, in a sense, right? Yes, in a sense. But
what do you mean, in a sense? Stop softening the blow. It either is either discriminatory or it's not. And watch this. There's nothing wrong with that.
But it makes sense.
If you prefer,
but it makes sense, though.
So then,
that's how a lot of these black salons are. They won't let white people.
So why would you get mad at white people? You get mad when white people do it? But then you and I both know black people do it every single day.
I already gave you the explanation.
No. You gave me an argument that was in work because that was your best argument. But your argument should be able to stand up in any argument, if it's on discrimination. But can it?
I think that applies to more than just jobs. I mean, like schools. I mean, a lot of stuff. They're still the majority in the United States. So if they cut off access and say, mine, that leaves everybody else in plunder looking dumb until and got to make their own, you know?
And is that so
bad? I mean,
bad?
It's not necessarily
is
a
it
whole-
so bad to make your own and not rely on somebody else who has the power to take yours from you?
But that's the thing, though. You know, like during the Reconstruction era, we did.
Stop.
You know,
stop.
Like,
we're not going in the past. See, everybody want to go to the past and argue stuff that happened because you control the argument because you know the outcome. But what about today for tomorrow? Are you willing to do what you need to do today? Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Do you think if, like, right now, if black people started building up their own communities again, schools tried to get the, you know, the foreigner people, you know, out of their communities and on the gas stations and all of that, you think that the white folks won't come fucking with us now? Like, you think it would be no smoke? They wouldn't try to burn it down and none of that? You think they would be peaceful and allow us to do us?
You really want my answer?
I don't think so.
You want my answer?
Yeah, sure.
I don't even care. I would hope you would try. Bottom line, build it. We are telling ourselves what's going to happen in the future. We have no idea what's going to happen. But that's why we're not building up our own community, cleaning up our own community, putting people in jail that shoot people, putting people in jail that burn down houses. All the crimes going on, but we think something else going to happen, so therefore we're not going to do it. What are you, a fortune teller now? Or are you going to just do what you need to do today to change tomorrow? Going to the past ain't going to change nothing. It already happened. It's easy to use something that happened in the past as an example because you know the outcome. Fix the future.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that even on you just speaking on that in general, I think that a lot of our community is like too scared to try to go over the moon or try to build the community because of everything or because of hearing, you know, their grandmother's stories or whatever.
Right.
You know, I think it is a part of it. A part of it is a mental oppression.
Correct.
A part of it. Okay. And I hate when people say victim mentality. I hate when people do that. But in reality, it is like a part of it is generational trauma. Part of it is in the head, you know, because I feel like we're at a point where we have progressed a lot, you know, in general. I feel like a good amount, you know, a good amount. I don't see no white only signs, you know, around here. So I'll say that. Look.
All right.
But I think that, you know, there is some factors of things that do change the outcomes of most people's lives based on demographics. But at the same time, I do think that some of it is the mental. Some of it is, you know, offset of oppression is mental illness. And one of the things that isn't really addressed within the black community as much as it should be is mental illness and why we got so many crazy people out here, you know.
All right.
But
I'm going to talk about that later, though. All right. Thank you much, Ivana. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. 833-212-1017. She got me so upset. I wanted to talk about it now. My producer looking at me like, if you don't take a break, I'm going to break your fingers. So. It's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Time to upgrade your windows and or doors, but you don't want to really spend a fortune. Well, Pella has the best in the industry. They have a product line for pretty much every budget, and right now you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and wait to start making your payments up to 2 years. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th of 2025. You can set your in-home free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Everybody talks about it.
Well, you know, I think only black people should work here.
Okay. What about Black Talk Radio? Should white people work here? Would you accept a white person with a radio show on Milwaukee Black Talk? If your topic is the black community and they live there, work there, grew up there, had a house there. See, we talk one way, but then we think something else. We say we're okay for interracial marriage, but in my history, and it's going to cause trouble, I know it's going to blow up. White women, black women seem to have a problem with black men with white women, but when I see a white woman with a, when I see a black woman with a white man, you bet not look at them. You better smile and speak and say hello to both of them. Or else the white guy thinks you don't hate him when in fact you don't even care. And there's so many assumptions going around. I personally just don't care. But what I heard somebody say the other day, you love who you love. And I think that's the ultimate discriminatory act or racism, is to see two people in love and you don't like one being with the other because of who they are. As if the only thing that makes them who they are is their skin color. And that's just strange to me. That you accuse other people of being discriminatory, have this ridiculous argument that black people don't have enough power so they can't be racist, which is just dumb to me. And then you turn around. I mean, to think about this, to talk about yourself in the negative. I am so not powerful. Black people are so not rich or famous or anything. Now, I'm not saying you can't be discriminated against, or I'm not saying it doesn't exist. But to acquiesce power to somebody else just because they're not black is weird to me. That's just bizarre. It just doesn't make any sense. The cop that got caught ripping on black people should have been fired. And see, we talk about it and we expect those kind of things from places like Arkansas where that happened. But it's in Wisconsin too. It's in Milwaukee. He was off duty, on video, making racial slurs. Now, if this person gets their job back, are you going to be upset? Are you going to be mad? Because person was off duty. It was on video. Didn't know he was a cop. He wasn't in a uniform. Get ready for old police academy training. Get down on the F, you in. Stop resisting. Which then other people will take and attribute it to all other police, black or white, because they don't like the police. Well, that person got fired. And they should have been fired. Because you're held accountable for everything you do on and off duty as a police officer. That's just how life is. If you don't want it, guess what? Don't take the job. But for a white female working in hip hop, working at a place where allegedly Nas, his mass appeal label, got sued because the white girl had texts calling her a cracker. But some people supported that too. I don't get it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Top 5 at 5 up next.